Hey guys, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm on my way to a hair appointment with my girl Leah, and I have seen a lot of the same themes kind of come up. I made sure that I chose a word for 2018 to really focus on, and my word was people, like you guys I'm sure have heard in the previous podcast episodes before, but it's becoming so much more kind of prevalent in my day-to-day life that I see now that that word is going to be refocused. I'm seeing so many different opportunities and so many other people talking about this whole theme of like human beings. Instead of really focusing on like your following number, your amount of people that are in your group, instead of worrying about that number and the growth or like the rates or whatever it is that you've been like kind of focusing on before, if you really narrow it down and instead of trying to grab a bunch of followers, you instead try to make friends, it makes such a difference and a huge impact on your business, right? If you're doing the best you possibly can for a small amount of people, that creates so much more of a connection and really just solidifies relationships with those people. Rather than trying to be a little bit to a lot of people, you could be a lot to a few people and really make a difference that way. That will move the needle in your business more than having a following of 100,000 people. If you have a small set of people that are committed to you and that are willing to do what you want them to do, join a free summit, you know, join your email list, spread the word, give to a charity, purchase a course, purchase a product, purchase a membership, whatever it is, buy a cup, buy a Starbucks card, whatever it is that you're wanting people to do, if you are committing to them and giving to those people and loving on those people, it can start with one person and then you can have it grow from there. But I've seen a huge impact in my business with just a few people really believing in me and supporting me and shouting me out online. And those people, that small group of people, that small club of insiders and VIPs and people that you really, really love and are there for and shout out and support, that number will grow on its own organically. You don't have to focus on growing your following every day to 100,000 if you don't want to. You can just really focus on giving the best you possibly can to the people that you already have. I've done this time around in the summit. I created a free Facebook group and I've been engaging in there, giving people support if I can, asking people their opinions, and just trying to find out how I can help them in their journey of learning some new skills around launching. And I've had a lot of good feedback from that. One of the presenters yesterday was Jacqueline Malone, and she talked about doing your client research, and that is huge. I have so many people ask me in my Instagram group, and my Facebook group for Instagram, the Instagram Collaborative, I'll say, you know, who's your ideal client? Or, you know, what are they looking for online? And people are like, how do I even know that? How do you find that out? I don't understand. And it seems simple, but people don't know how to start going. It's like you have to stalk them. You have to do the research. You have to ask them questions. You have to actually reach out and direct message them online. Send them an email. Send them a private message on Facebook. Get on either a Skype call, a Zoom call, just a Facebook video conference call you can do, or just chat back and forth in direct messenger or your DMs and Instagram. There's so many ways that you can get in touch with these people and literally just ask them questions, ask them what they pay attention to, what are they struggling with, what do they wish they had more help with, what are the things they love doing every day, where do they spend their time and focus online, what platforms are their favorite. That should be the thing that directs your efforts, not just you guessing. It should be with actual research and putting in the time to have actual conversations with real human beings. And Jacqueline Malone's presentation at the Creative Launch Summit really showed you how to do that, how to get those conversations started. And she even gave you a freebie to direct you in other ways that you can start stalking these people, researching them, and putting in the work to really understanding the human beings behind the people that give you money.